October 25th, 2005. The Fall of the Fourth Estate. The corporate-controlled media organizations that are charged with the constitutional duty of government and corporation watchdog have instead joined forces with those same power brokers to reshape our country. A sickening entwinement of corporations and their lobbyists working hand-in-hand with legislators to write pro-corporate, anti-consumer legislation is joined by corporate-owned media outlets that extol the virtues of every nefarious collusion to an unwitting public. The journalistic profession is said to be, quote, the fourth estate, acting to complement the three branches of government with additional checks and balances on those in power. But as our corrupted political system flees from democracy and plunges toward corporatocracy, the fourth estate has been co-opted by the very same powerful people that are supposed to be the subject of media scrutiny. Indeed, the major media outlets, from cable TV news to the New York Times, have now become unindicted co-conspirators in the cabal that blurs the lines between government and corporations. The media have become part of the problem rather than part of the solution. As they have colluded to keep the public misinformed on important issues such as the reasons for going to war, the plummeting poll numbers for the Bush administration have been mirrored by the crumbling public confidence in U.S. journalism. The government and media are chained together at the ankles now and will sink or swim together in the eyes of the weary public. The watchdogs can't easily turn on their current masters lest they expose their previous journalistic malfeasance to scrutiny, further eroding their own credibility. Because major media outlets have been cheerleaders for an illegal war, unwise tax cuts, and the chipping away of civil rights, they are in no position to right the wrongs that they helped perpetrate. 2,000 brave young soldiers dead in Iraq, and no outrage from the media about the lies that led us here. Such is our fate after the fall of the Fourth Estate. I'm Dr. John.